Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks of Fitness, episode number 79. Thank you so much for tuning in. Ashanti Johnson, the creator of 360 Mind, Body, Soul, is doing incredible work with African-American women from all walks of life, helping them to transform their lives by showing them ways to love who they are inside and out. The concept of 360 Mind, Body, Soul is that everyone needs to live a balanced life in order to attain weight loss. Through this concept, Ashanti and her gym have helped over 3,000 African-American women not only lose weight, but has helped them regain confidence in life, no matter what that number on the scale might say. Ashanti created 360 Mind, Body, Soul in 2010 for those ready for mental and physical fitness. Battling weight in her teens and 20s, she recognized a pattern. No matter how much she ate or worked out, weight was a side effect of her stress level. 360's main function is to remind you to balance mind, body, and soul. I am pleased to have Ashanti Johnson on our 6 Weeks to Fitness program. Ashanti, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Vince. Thank you so much for having me and for your listeners as well.
Oh my goodness, it's my pleasure to have you. And I'm sure my listeners are going to really appreciate what you have to say once they learn more about you.
Hopefully so. I'm hoping that I can help as many people as possible. If you find yourself out of alignment, balance-wise, you're feeling frustrated, you're feeling like you're not there yet, hopefully I can put something in your mind that might spark a whole other journey.
Excellent. So before we talk about MBS, okay, let's talk about you, Ashanti. Tell us a little about yourself. Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Los Angeles, California, Southern California, the capital of the beautiful people, right? Whether it be natural or unnatural.
Yes.
Looks are very important. And I grew up in a typical household where my parents would pick me up from school and we would go straight to the gym. I was one of those kids in the kid club room, you know, ever since I can remember. You know, my mother's been on a diet pretty much all of my life, and so I learned a huge amount of information as early as 6 years old, 7 years old, reading nutrition facts and being definitely aware of intake calorie-wise and drinking water. My dad was kind of the supplement king, so he knew all about and taught me the holistic side of things. But nonetheless, with all of my information and also my, you know, just genetics, I was an athlete, loved playing sports, loved, you know, being active. Nonetheless, I grew up with a weight problem. And I you know, battled this sort of, you know, disconnection from doing quote-unquote everything correct and with no sort of results that I was seeing for a long time. And when I finally discovered my formula, and it's very different from what traditional trainers and really the fitness industry pushes in general, then I just knew that it was my calling to share it.
That's interesting. So tell me, though, what actually happened? Why did you gain the weight, though, as a child?
Well, I think I had the typical teenage, you know, puberty sort of syndrome, you know, where you're trying to find yourself, you know, you're growing up and you're trying to make all the right decisions. You know, I went into accounting, for example. I went to college trying to be a doctor, but I ended up switching my major all over the place because I just wasn't, I was connected to the body, but there were certain components of becoming a doctor that I just could not wrap my mind around, like chemistry. And so I kept switching my major all around and kept feeling down on myself. You know, I had acne, you know, all of the things that I think we all go through during adolescence that make us feel inferior. And so, you know, I struggled. And of course I had this weight problem as well. So I had layer upon layer of struggles that I was trying to find myself, take myself out of or find my way out of, that just weren't happening for me. And so I ended up falling in love. I ended up switching my career, finally getting my degree in accounting. Nice. I fell in love and I fell in love with somebody that had to move to Chicago suddenly.
Oh, whoa, one of those.
Yeah. And so, you know, I told myself in my early 20s, I said, I can always come back home, but I can't always leave. So let me just go out there. I had some family out here. And I took the plunge. And, you know, my first 3 months here in Chicago, I started to definitely get involved with the culture. You know, not only music-wise, but definitely food-wise, which Chicago typically is not the most, you know, healthiest place on earth. It has a very big Italian and Polish and, you know, influence. So a lot of pasta, a lot of, like, Italian beef and, you know, Polish dishes and things, that was, you know. So I started getting in with that. You know, I'm happy. I'm young. You know, the world is my oyster. I can really do anything at this point. And so I started to just get in with the culture and eat these types of things. And within 3 months, I had lost like 30 pounds. And
really?
I was so confused. You know, I go from LA, you know, completely strict with everything that I'm eating, you know, salads with vinaigrette and, you know, water all the time. I wasn't doing sugar. I was just doing Equal. This was before Splenda existed and all these things. And right. I moved to Chicago. I'm having bacon and sugar and, you know, they call it gyros, Euro meat. And I'm losing 30 pounds. I couldn't understand it. So long story short, I ended up getting certified and teaching because I was still very active here. I wasn't as active as I was in L.A. I wasn't doing anything to the levels of what I was doing in L.A. But I ended up getting certified because I just, you know, felt that calling. And people would start to ask me in my classes, you know, what do I do to lose this weight? They were asking me about how to get to their goals, and I couldn't bring it to myself to tell them the same things that I had done most of my life that just did not work. And now here I am getting older at the same time and losing weight. You know, that's always, that tends to be one of the things that we all say, right? Well, I'm getting older. It's just natural. Like, well, not really. As I continue to get older, I'm still losing weight. So I started to really get serious about this and really start to do some research as to what in the world happened with me. And I came upon several different authors who were just talking about the power of your mind and the power that it has really over the totality of your body. It is the computer that tells your body to lift your right arm or go run on the lakefront or sit down and eat this cheeseburger. You know, it starts in the mind. And so every day that I was looking in the mirror, every time I pulled up to this job that I hated and I just slammed my whole existence and being and the way that I looked and the way that I, you know, my life was coming together and just completely hated on myself, that was causing a chemical reaction in my body on the level of hormones. Something that food and exercise can't really change all that much to that degree. And we're so unconscious about the thoughts that we have throughout the day. If you're not mindful, and that's where this word mindfulness comes from, right? If you're unconscious and you're just letting your thoughts happen, your mind has a propensity to be 90% negative. And it comes in the form of, oh, the weather's bad today. Oh, I'm not there yet. Oh, I'm having a bad hair day. Oh, I wish my friend would act like this, or I wish my job paid more, or whatever it is. You know, it's seldom that we're ever thinking these positive thoughts as often as we're thinking these negative ones. And then the thought tends to be repetitive all throughout the day. So you're just sealing the deal or hardening up these impressions of yourself every day, just about every moment of your life, unless you're watching your mind. And so this is what was happening with me, right? I moved to Chicago. I'm in love. I'm in a brand new city where anything and everything is new and there's all this possibility. I have a brand new job that I really like. And, you know, life is good. And as a side effect, the weight just dropped.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was like, I was thinking the same, like, what? Like, how are these things that you can't monitor, the things that you can't sort of calculate? The fitness industry teaches us that that's what it's all about. How does it have so much power over us? But, I mean, it's the same thing with the medical industry, right? We're learning about all these different advances and how the power of the mind and the connections that it makes. Yes. And so it's no different, you know. And so on a hormonal level, when you're downing yourself all the time, it's equivalent to, you know, the tiger chasing us back in prehistoric days, right? It's this fight or flight,
right.
You know.
Right.
When it's coming for us, you're fearful, you're scared, your adrenaline pumps up, your heart starts beating fast, and you're like ready to go, you know, to get out of there if you need to, and fear has a place in our lives. But if you're at home in the comfort of your warm bed and you're feeling those same feelings, you know, there's something to be said about that. And so you have to be mindful about your perception of life and your perception of you. And in that moment when the tiger is actually chasing you back in prehistoric days, your body's going to hold on to everything that it has because it thinks it needs it. It's going to keep your blood count at a certain level. It's going to keep the fat, which AKA fat equals fuel. That's all it is.
Right.
So you can get out of there, you know, if need be. And so it's not going to be in a, like, trying to lose something. It's definitely not lose weight state. Because it's fearful. It's literally holding everything in for protection. And so it's the same thing when you think about it in that way for weight loss. So you have to kind of clear up the roots of why this weight is here first and foremost so that you can, you know, make good decisions. And it becomes easier to pass by Popeyes and go home and cut a salad up, you know, when you're not thinking about your day being so stressful.
Right. That's a very powerful. So you're saying the mind does, actually really the mind controls the body.
Every last component.
Every last component. That's amazing. And why did you feel that this philosophy of yours or what you found out would benefit other people? What made you feel that way?
I think that my story is the general typical story just of America. You know, I've tried it all. Everything from doing things quote unquote the right way, just eating right and exercising, to, you know, taking diet pills. And, you know, I've seen my mother do Jenny Craig and, you know, all of the, you know, I've seen a Slim Fast even, you know. It does not work. Or if it did work, you know, on something like Weight Watchers, which Weight Watchers is an amazing program, something that did work, but it's not sustainable for the long run, right?
Correct.
Because then life comes in, and then life isn't perfect anymore, so we have to eat this fried chicken or we have to eat the ice cream. Well, that's a story that you told yourself. And in the same way, you could be mindful enough to create another perception for yourself. But that means that you have to be very much aware of what your thoughts are. So it still goes back to that. That's the way to push permanent weight loss, and that's what I'm all about.
Excellent. Very interesting. I had someone on my podcast recently who also realized that once she decided that she was going to let the weight go, once mentally she decided she was going to release it, that's when it went.
Oh, my God.
She had to mentally let it go. You know, so to hear you say this, it's just amazing and just confirms that the mind is a major part of weight loss and health in general.
It all starts with a story, Vince. I mean, you think about it. In tough times, you know, you feel betrayed. You know, somebody betrayed you, or you lost a loved one, or, you know, anything dealing with loss. You lost your diamond ring, whatever it might be. You know, your car got repossessed. What's the first thing that we do? We typically compromise ourselves. We become an introvert. We don't want to go out. We don't want to talk to anybody. You know, we start dressing all strange. We stop doing the things that make us happy, right? We sort of self-sabotage ourselves when bad things happen. But here's the thing. Life is yin and yang. Bad things will continue to happen. You know, it's not something that we can get away from. If you drop a plate on the floor and it breaks into a million pieces, you can't just pick up the pretty parts and call it a whole plate again, just wanting to put together those parts. You have to accept it all. And so the only way to sort of go through life and still succeed or get to where we're trying to go, whether it be in weight loss, whether it be in your career, it's to be mindful of these difficult moments and to not let them demotivate us to the point of no movement, but instead of motivate us to do it differently next time. Because there's always a next time.
Yes. Sometimes you don't realize it. You think it's only about this time and now, today. but there's always a next time. Very good. Very good. Which brings me now to my 360, mind, body, and soul. Why did you create that company? What's the purpose? What's the mission of it? Tell me the philosophy behind 360, mind, body, and soul.
Yeah, so I believe that one is connected to the other. The way that we sort of show that is 360.mind.body.soul. It's all together, no spaces in between, because it is connected. And the power that you realize that you have to put in any direction of your life, when you realize the connection between all three, is something that I just felt compelled to share. You know, there's like I said, the fitness industry is very good at working out the body. You know, and whether it be on the level of eating right, you know, giving you all that information, or giving you killer workouts on every level, whether it be, you know, I just came back from hot yoga. You could ride your bike on the lakefront. You could run. You could do high cardio and cardio dance. You know, all of that is taken care of. But what's not being tapped into is the mental side of fitness. And that's the stuff like discipline. That's the stuff like self-love. Because once you decide to lose weight, just like your friend deciding to decide, that's a completely selfish act. You know, people are going to benefit from you just being happier. But in that moment when you're like really struggling to get to class or get to your trainer or get out there on the lakefront when it starts getting cold and everything, you know, that's paved with a lot of moments of because I have to, because I really, really want this for myself. And so that plays a role in everything that you're doing instead of just leaning back and having the ice cream or having the chips or stopping by the drive-thru because it's easier. You know, that's equally as important, that self-love piece and nurturing that. You know, I work with a lot of mothers who they would do anything for their children, but they won't even go to the grocery store for themselves to buy the meals that are going to aid, you know, them losing 30 pounds like they say they want to do. But if it was their kids, you know, for lunch tomorrow, they'd be like, oh, we got to go right now. You know, so those moments, those many things that are huge within this process was just something that I felt compelled that had to get out there that I'm not seeing really anywhere.
That has got to make a tremendous difference in the lives of your clients, right?
Yeah, we see dramatic weight loss transitions in a short period of time for those that get it, right? Not everybody's ready for it. Not everybody's ready to sort of face their dark closets within. You know, it's scary, you know, and to create change, you know, to tell your girlfriends, actually, I'm not drinking tonight. Like, that's a hard one, you know, tell your guys or, you know, to be at the family reunion or wherever you are, not choose certain foods that are there, to maybe bring your own. I mean, I've seen it all. Those are really tough moments, but for those that have, like your friend, decided to decide, it's just what has to happen, you know, and for that reason, I've seen, you know, close to 80 pounds lost in 6 months, you know, I've seen 20 pounds lost in 1 month, you know, it's the power of the person. And to do all that work, I would compare it to like going back to school and maybe getting a master's or a PhD. You know, if you skip class, you know, you may not get that degree, you know, depending on how often you do that. You know, you can't lose weight part-time.
Now, you ask your clients to manage stress at work and in relationships to find the right career and manage their finances. How do these things relate to weight loss and health?
Oh, I mean, those are the number one, two, and three stressors of life, right? Family, money, career.
Yep.
That's where we spend most of our time. That is the, that in general, that's where our intention is moving towards for the majority of our life. That's what gives us purpose and passion to do things for your family or to, you know, make a nice wage so that you can live a good life with conveniences and whatnot and to have a career that will back that. So that those are the major, you know, pillars, so to speak, that create the most stress when they're not going in the direction of where we think they should go, right? So to be able to examine that and then be able to recognize the areas that we could improve to make sure that it goes in the direction that we want to go is definitely an important factor.
360 Mind, Body, Soul. You're located in Chicago, Southside?
Yes.
What type of classes and services do you provide?
We offer just about every class that you can think of
okay.
at a traditional and at a non-traditional gym, just about. So we do, we have cycling, we have yoga, we teach kickboxing and cardio dance. We do boot camp classes and strength training classes and functional training classes. We do run camps and we do meditation classes. We do classes, we're soon to do classes for seniors, we've done classes for kids, we've done just about everything that you can think of because I know that it's important to mix it up and to have some variety, you know, to do the same type of movement will be great, you know, for a certain area of the body, but, you know, you don't get the same type of benefits that you get in Zumba from doing, you know, a boot camp, and you don't get the same type of benefits from boot camp that you're going to get from cycle. And, you know, so to add all of that for membership is something that I think is very important.
Nice, nice, very much so. And your prices are competitive?
Yes,
reasonable?
Competitive for the industry. They're a little bit on the lower side of the industry for a gym of my nature. They are, it depends on which option you choose, but we have an entry option for 30 days for only $60. Your first time that you come to the gym just for a day pass, we don't do drop-in classes, but when you come, you can stay for the entire day and take as many classes as we have space for, and that's only $25, as well as, you know, options for unlimited options and whatnot. It just depends on what your interest level is. A lot of our members have memberships at other gyms, but they like to supplement with our classes because they're, you know, they bring that intensity.
Yes.
Yeah, we're located in 2930 South Michigan Avenue in the South Loop / Bronzeville area. Depends on how you look at that.
Are you guys 7 days a week?
Every day. We start as early as 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. And we go till about 8 or 9 p.m., just depending on what season it is, Monday to Friday, on the weekends, just about 8 to about 1 p.m.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, what type of staff do you have on hand?
Yeah, so we have a team of about 25 certified personal trainers, and they're certified in everything from, you know, American Fitness and Aerobics Association to ACE.
Right.
NASM, all of the above, and most of them have multiple certifications, as well as we have a massage therapist on staff, and
nice.
We do personal training as well.
I also understand you have a not daycare, but it's like you can drop the kids off while they're working out, something like that. What do you have there?
Absolutely. We do child care, so that's very important. No barriers to getting to where you're trying
really?
To go. So for it's 3 years old and above, 3 to 9, really. We have a child care area that we will definitely take care of them while you take a class or two.
How much is that?
It depends. A day pass is like $5. You can do unlimited babysitting for the month for $35.
Wow, that's so affordable. It's amazing. Now, I looked at, obviously, on your website, the before and after photos. And I'm telling you, they're very, very impressive, right? And you have so many of them, okay?
Thank you.
Amazing. I've done challenges before. I've seen, but what you have done is absolutely stunning. To what do you attribute your success at 360 Mind, Body, Soul?
Of course, it's the mind, but it's the body and the soul all in all.
I should have known you would say that.
I mean, you know, but what I'd like to say is the combination of physical fitness with what we've trademarked, the mental fitness, is really, it's everything. It's everything.
Yes, yes. Amazing. Have you ever thought about writing a book based on the women and your weight loss challenges? You know, it'd be interesting to read. See some of the pictures before and after, read some stories and how they did it. Have you ever thought about that, Ashanti?
I have thought about writing a book. I've been asked a couple of times, but I haven't thought about writing it in that way. That would be really cool.
Sort of the African-American Women's Guide to Weight Loss Success.
Oh, wow, Vince. I need to put you on the team. That's an amazing idea.
Yes, I feel it. I feel that that would be, it would do so well. You would be able to promote it to so many different circles and get a lot of publicity in the meantime. Okay?
Okay. I will take
it's
that one. Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. What you're doing is phenomenal. It's so needed. Now, your primary focus is African-American women, though, correct?
That has definitely been the demographic I've served all of these years, yes.
Okay. So do you think there are special challenges getting African-American community, especially women, to engage in regular exercise?
I come from two different sides of the spectrum, right? Because I come from the West Coast, which is just, that's what people do. It doesn't matter who you are, you know, you work out. That's just, you know, it's just like doing your hair, brushing your teeth in the morning. You work out. But moving to the Midwest, I would say that there's definitely some unique struggles that posed a little bit of a challenge at the beginning, but I've seen so many things that I just know that it's really no different. But yes, of course, we have the issues of the hair, right? If you're the type
yes.
who likes to wear it down and straight, you know, and, you know, you don't have the funds for every 2 weeks, it's going to be a little struggle. you know, there are some unique struggles with just having support, which is something that we also build at 360, a sense of community, because if you're a single parent and you don't have anybody to watch the kids, or you struggle with trying to, you know, get the kids to the gym with you, but then dinner afterward and you need some type of support, you know, that could be a struggle as well. You know, I think the perception of what sick and, you know, the FAT word can be a little blurred sometimes, and people not really understanding their true potential. I see women that are 5'2 and 300 pounds, and I've been told numerous times, you know, Shanti, I just want to lose a couple of pounds, you know, I don't want to get too skinny, you know,
yes.
but if they only knew that they were built to be, they're petite women, they're built to be like a size 4, and because they're so small, they still have their curves, you know, but having that conversation is something definitely that's unique, I would say.
Do you address their nutrition needs as well?
Absolutely. We do meal plans, as well as we have a juice bar within 360 that is 100% vegan and juice, as well as he sells salads and things. So he does seminars and things on nutrition. He's written a book as well. His name is Marquise Hayes.
Now, I noticed on your website, you said that 360 Mind, Body, Soul is a social club for professional active adults that have made health a priority, right?
Yes.
Now, I know from my experience, I've been to, you know, gyms, clubs all the time, health clubs, and I've seen a lot of these health clubs are social clubs, but for the wrong reason. Women come, pick up men, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
When you're saying this, you're saying that yours is different because it's really all about health.
Yeah, it's definitely health focused. This is because we do programming that is so time intensive as it relates to fitness. For example, I'm putting together our New Year, New You challenge. It starts in September. It goes through December.
I want to ask you about that. Yes.
Yeah, they're challenged to take 7 classes a week. That's a lot of time. You know, 7 hours out of every week, you dedicating to yourself. You know, in addition to that, we're going to challenge them to, and these are people that haven't worked out in years, some that, you know, have, but moderately, we're tasking them to run a 5K 2 weeks into the challenge, and then a 15K 4 weeks after that. Now, these are people, some people have never ran before, so we're going to be, you know, revving them up and training them for that reason. So what happens is because they're there and physically present so often, they make these bonds with each other that extends, you know, of course, in the gym and then outside of the gym. They're running on the weekends together. They're getting their kids together and doing brunch, you know, because maybe their other friends are not with the whole fitness thing and they're a little bit of a deterrent, you know, to getting to their goals. So they're building these. So, they form their own clubs and end up running triathlons even after they've lost 50 pounds together, you know. And so, yes, it's definitely fitness focused. It's about 90% women.
So, yes, I was going to ask you about that.
You know, and we work on We've worked on financial goals in the past. You know, we talk about sort of our unique needs and what we call sister circles that deal with some of the unique barriers to getting to their fitness goals in the past and in current their current situation. So, yeah, it's a full-service, you know, boutique-style fitness facility that is extremely results-focused.
Yes, it is. I can see, I can hear that. Now, you have such a unique approach to fitness that obviously gets results and changes lives. Would you ever consider making 360 Mind, Body, Soul a national certification program to train others in your methods?
Yes, I'm working towards that now. We're trying to open up our second location currently. The goal after that is to expand into more locations, but definitely I know the power. I've seen it with my own eyes, and so many others have been through it within the program that I know mental fitness is something that the rest of the world has got to adopt, and especially America. If we're going to change our complexity you know, the complexion of our physical state right now, it has to be not only something that is possible, but it has to be something that's long-lasting, and that does not come in the form of a pill or eating no sugar, no dairy, no, you know, forever.
Yes.
Like, that just doesn't work. But you have got to take responsibility for the thoughts that you are holding in your mind. And if they are defeating, then you've got to replace it with one that's not defeating, if you don't want to be defeated. You know, it's just that simple, but it's just that hard. You know, 70% of America is obese.
Yes, you know, totally unacceptable.
Oh, my gosh, 70% of the men just in Chicago are morbidly obese. 70%.
Amazing.
I mean, you know, it's just, and how do you explain it? It's not for lack of gyms. It's not for, you know, it's not for lack of knowledge. There's a ton of free stuff online. American Heart Association, which I'm an ambassador for, shares tons of information. You know, it's not because people can't read. It's just they don't want to do work. You know, it's tough, you know, and so my gym is a little bit more on the, I'm going to hold your hand through this process, but you're going to work, and we're going to work this thing together, and we're going to get there together.
Yes.
Of approach.
Oh my goodness. Wow. This is so, so cool. So necessary. It's amazing. But let's talk again about this upcoming challenge. It's the new year, new you, and it starts when?
September 11th through December 18th.
Okay. And the goal of that is, of that program is to get everyone ready for the new year.
Yes, exactly. So you can walk into 2017 already ready with the new you. You have a whole new outlook. If you want to drop a couple more pounds, you can jump on that resolution bandwagon. But in general, you've been working all fall to get ready for New Year's.
So perfect. Now, what is on your bucket list, Ashante? You've done so much. What is on your, what's next on your bucket list?
Oh, man, I want to get together a major conference with all the fitness stars, so to speak, within America and eventually internationally, one big, huge fitness conference that sort of adopts this concept. Not only, you know, do I see fitness and all the fun fitness and the, you know, stars coming out, but I see, like, Deepak Chopra there, and I see, you know, people that have this sort of mindfulness, you know, message to share, to also present themselves. The combination of both is just going to be absolutely powerful, not only for Chicago, not only for America, but for just the world. I mean, a lot of these problems that we have are just the ego playing out, and I believe that, you know, I believe in God, but no matter if you believe in the universe or what have you, ego stands for etching God out.
Mm. Say that again.
Ego stands for etching God out. That's from Deepak Chopra. Yeah, and when you let your ego rule, your ego only believes in better than and less than. And the truth of the matter is we're inferior to some and superior to others. Well, that's what makes us all equal.
Yes, we are. Absolutely amazing. Beautiful. Can you please give my listeners your website and how they can follow you on social media?
Absolutely. The website is www.360mbs.com. The MBS is like mind, body, soul.
Yes.
Our telephone number is 877-379-6700. 7770. We're on social media. So Instagram is at 360MBS. Facebook is 360.mind.body.soul. And Twitter, at Ashanti360, or Periscope even, at Ashanti360.
Awesome. Excellent. Ashanti Johnson, on behalf of Bodyscope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I want to thank you for coming on our show.
Thank you, Vincent, for having me. I hope your listeners got something from that. I am more than happy to be here with you. Thank you so much for wanting to hear from me.
Oh, beautiful. And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks to Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them on my 6 Weeks to Fitness website at www.6weeksoffitness.com or email me at vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.